Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. And I am delighted to have as my guest a woman, a phenomenon, dare I say, who has become a good friend and a colleague in a new project that we're working together and working together on. And her name is Shelley Leith. And she has a business degree from Biola. She's been married 31 years to Greg Leith. They have 5 amazing children. And in the midst of all that, she was the producer of the 40 Days of Purpose campaign launched by the Saddleback Church, was behind the scenes in developing that, directing it, and that has now been in 30,000 churches. She also has her own consulting business. She travels the nation teaching, leading, guiding everyone from publishers to major corporations. And she has a passion, in addition to watching American Idol, she has a passion about helping young girls with their self-esteem, and that's going to be the topic of our show today. Shelley Leith is the author of Head to Soul Makeover, and how to be life coach through this process. So we're going to talk about the book and how to develop self-esteem in young girls. And Shelley, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much, Laurie. But did you call me a phenomenon?
Yes, I think you are a phenomenon.
Wow.
The phenom for short. When I see you, I'll just call you
over
phenom.
That. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about teen girls.
All right. So, Head to Soul Makeover, you've kind of based it along the lines of a reality show. And let's talk about that. Why did you choose that format, and how is the book laid out?
Well, this is the subtitle of the book is Helping Teen Girls Become Real in a Fake World. And I just found that so much of our world is just fake. Even reality shows are fake a lot of times. It's hard to know what's real and what's not. And for girls who are trying to learn their identities and who they are and who they should be and who they should model themselves after, this can be very confusing. And so I was basing this book on a book that I wrote for women with my co-author Katie Brazelton called Character Makeover. And a lot of the women that read that said, wow, our teenage girls need this. Can you write something for them? And so that's what I did, is I took the 8 character qualities that we focused on in Character Makeover, and I was used television reality shows as a metaphor for those character qualities to help teenage girls understand how to build Christ-like character.
So are you telling me that reality shows are fake?
I don't know. Some of them you got to wonder.
I am really shocked. I'm disappointed here. So you talked about reality shows having episodes. So you've laid the book out in terms of episodes. So what really goes on during these episodes in the reality shows, and how does that relate to the book?
Okay, so I call the chapters episodes instead of chapters or lessons. And so in an episode, you'll be focusing on one character quality and the reality show that goes along with that. So for instance, if you're talking about the quality of courage, so the reality show that might communicate that would be Fear Factor or Self-Control. We would be using the reality show called Biggest Loser. But I kind of renamed them all to go along with my book. And so Biggest Loser is called The Total Loser, and the Amazing Race is The Really Amazing Race. Well, that's kind of a dumb one. I know, here's one, American Idol. It's called The Prideful Idol because that focuses on the character quality of humility, and its opposite is pride. I also use the show called Wife Swap for the character quality of patience because patience is your patience is tried when you are put together with people that really bug you. And that's what they tend to do on that show, on that Wife Swap show. So I renamed it to Life Swap. And is the metaphor for patience. Contentment is a really fun one, especially for girls who watch that show called My Super Sweet 16, which is this reality show where they focus on girls who are turning 16 and they have these $250,000 birthday parties. I mean, it's just incredible. But in the middle of planning this party, they'll always have a total flippin' meltdown. They just are whining because they didn't get the right color of Mercedes, or because their second ball gown came in with the wrong color. You know, it's just hilariously disgusting. And so that is my metaphor for contentment or lack thereof. So that's the way that it goes. We kind of use these reality shows to kick off the theme.
So let me get clear here. So these $250,000 parties, are these going on, or are these reality shows?
Oh, these are real parties that these girls' families are having for them for their 16th birthdays. But they're following the girls in the preparation for this party. And inevitably, these girls are spoiled rich children that just don't know how to be content. They don't know the meaning of thankfulness. They don't know the meaning of respect. It's really quite sad when you look at it. So in that particular episode of the study, we will look at different aspects of contentment. And so I will use metaphors from that show to build a self-assessment quiz that the girls will take. And in this self-assessment quiz, we're looking at three angles of contentment. Are you a kind of girl who wants it all? Are you the kind of girl who it's all about me? Or are you the kind of girl that's always asking, how do I rate? So are you discontented with your things? Are you discontented with your self-esteem, with your self-image? Or are you discontented with how you compare with other people? So a quiz will test you on those different areas. And then depending on how you rate, how you kind of stack up in that, you'll do a Bible study about those different parts of contentment. And then you will do exercises during the week that we call a makeover challenge. And you will choose your challenge based on where you scored the lowest. And you'll practice the practices of a contented person in that area where you need to work on.
So is this a self-esteem study for girls? Who would buy this book, mothers or fathers, to give to their teenagers or teenagers themselves?
Well, that's a really great question. And actually, I want to just clarify that this is not a self-esteem study. I think that there's a bazillion self-esteem studies out there for teenage girls because we think that that's what they need the most. But in my opinion, that is trying to solve the wrong problem. For instance, girls might feel like they need to be more popular, or they want a boyfriend, or they're not pretty enough, or they don't know how to fit in. And so So that's their problem, and they feel like it's a self-esteem issue. And they might try to solve it by changing their makeup or going to a hairdresser or wearing the kind of clothes that their friends wear or different things that they're trying to solve that don't, or get a boyfriend, you know, whatever it takes to solve this issue, that's what they're going to do to solve their self-esteem issue. But my contention is that what's really going on in that girl's life is that there's a stronghold. And that stronghold is a character flaw that's at the root of the problem. So self-esteem issues, I really think, are symptoms of a deeper character issue. And so that character issue might be an issue of fear, or an issue of anxiety, or anger, or envy, or impatience, or pride, or insecurity. You know, there's all kinds of things that could be at the root of a self-esteem symptom. And so this study is really getting at those deep character issues, those character flaws, and helping you to build the character qualities that overcome those flaws. Because those are the places we consistently get stuck, whether we're a teenager or we're a 50-year-old woman. We get stuck in the same places all the time. And the places we get stuck are identifiers of our root key character flaws. And so that's what Character Makeover and what Head to Soul Makeover address. They are studies that look at how to develop proactively with the Holy Spirit the character qualities that can help us to get unstuck.
Now, you keep calling this a study, so what do you mean by study? Why is it a study?
And that's another good question, because this is actually, I sometimes call it a book, but it's actually a study. It's actually a small group study guide. It's 10 lessons, so it's 10 weeks long, and it's meant for a leader to take a group of girls through over the course of 10 weeks. It starts off with a lesson that's called What Not to Be, that's based on the show What Not to Wear. And in that, we take a look at assessing all of the different character qualities and where our main character flaws are, what things we want to throw away. You know, like they do on that show, they throw away the girl's clothes and she's freaking out because they're chucking all of her old wardrobe. Well, that's what we do in the first lesson, is we figure out which of the character qualities, which character flaws do we have in our lives that we need to throw away. And the throwing away process is the process of building up a character quality to overcome that. Then you go through the eight character qualities, and then the last lesson is called the big reveal, and that, and we have a party, and you know, like all these reality shows have a big reveal at the end. Well, we have a big reveal party, and the girls do a bunch of exercises and affirmation things where they're looking back and seeing how far they've come and how they've developed. And so this is meant for a mother to do with her daughter, or for a small group leader to do with a group of girls, or a youth group to do with a whole group of girls. But it is very girl-oriented. It's not for boys. This is a girls-only study.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me interject right here. So if people want more information, they can email you at Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, at headtosoulmakeover.com.
Right.
Shelley at headtosoulmakeover.com. Or they can reach you at facebook.com/headtosoul. Correct.
Yes, that's right. If they go to that, I would love to get more fans. I'm just launching this my Facebook page, and I've got a few fans, but I'd love to have people visit me there. Actually, when you go to the Facebook page, you can actually try out those quizzes. So there's one quiz for every episode, and you can try out the quizzes, and at the end you get to see how you rate compared to all the other people in the country that have taken these quizzes. So you can go and see how prideful you are. You know, the pride quiz is the hardest one. I would say that if you want to, and it's one of the first ones that I give you, oh boy, it's a difficult one to start with, because when you go through the pride quiz, the prideful idol quiz, you realize, oh my goodness, I didn't think I had an issue with pride, but there are different kinds of pride that are somewhat of a shock to people when they that don't know that thinking of themselves too poorly is a form of pride, or thinking too little of other people is a form of pride, or not being teachable, ignoring the input of other people, that's a form of pride. So I'll catch you one way or the other. You're going to figure out that you've got pride that you might not have been aware of.
So I have to ask you, why are you so passionate about this topic?
Well, I would say that this has to do with issues that came up when we were raising our children. We've got five kids who are all young adults now, but as we were young parents, we realized that if we didn't decide before they left our home what we wanted to build into their lives, that they were going to grow up, leave our home, and be who they were without intentionality. And they might turn out great, or they might not. But if we didn't decide ahead of time, hey, my child needs to learn how to be a thankful person. They need to learn how to be obedient. They need to learn how to be content. So we actually designed eight character qualities that we wanted to build into the lives of our children before they left our home, and then set about doing that over the course of the time that they were in our home. I really feel like we experienced a degree of success in that process. And so that really showed me that building character is something that you can be proactive about and can determine ahead of time to work on with the Holy Spirit. And that if you do so, that you do get good results.
You know, there's so much pressure on young girls these days, more than ever before, because of the plastic surgery, because of the internet, because of sexting, because of the, you know, just the culture that we live in. And I'm just really excited about this book and the work that you're doing and the work that we're going to be doing together on our other project. And in closing, what's one or two sentences that you would like to share with our listeners before we close the program?
Well, I think that I just want to reemphasize that I think that becoming Christ-like is a matter of proactively determining where we are not like Christ and asking for the power of the Holy Spirit to do something about it. And I believe that you can do that. So that's what my book Character Makeover helps women do, and that's what Head to Soul Makeover helps teen girls do. And I think that we can mentor teen girls in this process of developing the spiritual muscles and the character muscles to arrive at a Head to Soul Makeover.
So, Shelley, thank you so much for taking time from your busy, busy schedule to be on the show. And I'm just thrilled about this book and all that you teach within it. So I'm urging our leaders to go to headtosoulmakeover.com, the website, headtosoulmakeover.com. Shelley, thank you again for being on the show. And go out and be intentional about your own character today. So blessings to you. And, Shelley, I'll be talking to you soon. Thanks
thank you,
so
Lori
much.
Beth. This has been a fun. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.